Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse every day, 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful scriptures about our walk. Today we are memorizing Ephesians 4:1 in the King James Version. Ephesians 4:1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Everybody say Ephesians 4:1 with me.
Ephesians 4:1.
Again, Ephesians 4:1. One more time.
Ephesians 4:1.
Now repeat this. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Say that with me.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
Again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Now we're just going to say, beseech you. Everybody say, beseech you.
Beseech you.
Again. Beseech you. One more time.
Beseech you.
Let's try putting those two little segments together. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. Again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. One more time. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. Beseech you to do what? That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Everybody say that. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Again. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Again. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Again. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Again. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Again. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. One more time. That you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Now let's try putting Ephesians 4:1 all together. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. You ready?
Ephesians 4:1.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Ephesians 4:1.
Again, Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Ephesians 4:1.
Again, Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Ephesians 4:1. Everybody out there, one more time, good and loud. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called.
Ephesians 4:1.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.